Jim, we are celebrating the people of Hobart with our very own awards.
Ladies and gentlemen.
A celebration of those people that truly make our city great.
It's the Hobies.
The Hobies from Hobart's hit 100.9. Supported by Carpet and Mattress Junction. Open 7 days at the Margate Train.
Yeah, nominations are still open. For a few more days, they close on Friday. You can start voting on Saturday, Jim, but we are talking to some finalists. Some finalists from some of these very special, very important categories. One of those is none other than Healthcare Hero of the Year. This is nurses, doctors, pharmacists going above and beyond for everybody else, as they always do.
And look, I don't want to pick favourites because I know we've chatted to our next nominee before on the show. And, mate, she's not just a healthcare hero. She could be a local legend.
She could take home 3 or 4 awards, really, couldn't she?
Yeah, she certainly could.
Well, let's bring in our first finalist for Healthcare Hero of the Year, of course, Nicole Miles. Nicole, welcome.
Thank you.
Nicole, this is very, very exciting. You've been nominated. And this is very, very exciting because in April of this year, you ran a marathon in your backyard to raise funds for Food Bank Tasmania. We did have you on the show and it was very, very impressive. Can you talk us through or walk us through, or because it was a marathon, run us through that that experience?
Look, it was a great day. It took about 6.5 hours to do the full course, which was about 840 laps. But most importantly, raised about $2,500 for Food Bank Tasmania. So pretty happy with that.
Yeah, no, you've physically done a thing. 840 laps. It's the mental side as well. Did you struggle when you were running it, Nicole?
It was a long day, but I had a few friends and stuff, you know, pop their heads over the fence and cheer me on and, you know, stuff like that, which certainly made it a bit more bearable.
Mm. Would you ever do it again?
I probably would. I've moved house since then, though, so I've got a new course to...
Bigger backyard or is it smaller?
Slightly bigger.
So less bigger. Laps.
That's good. It's 51 metres, so it's 839 laps.
Exactly.
Talk to us as well, I guess, Nicole, about being a nurse. I believe you're a nurse at the Royal Hobart Hospital. How has it been this year?
It's been a funny year. It was sort of quiet at the start of COVID, but things certainly picked up since then. I'm working in mental health, so we're seeing a lot of people, you know, struggling towards the tail end, I suppose, of the COVID pandemic, you know, struggling, being stuck at home and that sort of thing. So, you know, it's definitely had an effect on people.
Absolutely. Now, Nicole, the reason we want to do these Hobies to celebrate the people of Hobart is because people like you, you never want to toot your own horn. You never want to let people know the kind of amazing things you're doing. That is our job and that's why we're doing it right now. So we do want to congratulate you. You are a finalist for our Healthcare Hero of the Year. This is a massive award. And from
thank
the bottom
you.
Of our hearts and from Hobart's heart as well, we want to thank you for everything you do. And of course, you're so humble with it. You don't do it for the praise or the pat on the back, but we're giving it to you.
Yeah, look, I mean, you're a nurse and, you know, I guess working in the mental health space is something Nathan and I are incredibly passionate about. Doing that, you know, it's more than enough. But then on top of that, you know, you're running marathons in your backyard, raising much needed funds for Food Bank Tasmania. You're an absolute star, Nicole, and I guess that's why you've been nominated for a Hobie.
Oh, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Nicole, have you ever won a trophy before?
Oh, gosh. I think probably last one was Year 7.
Year 7.
Participation
award.
Was it like a ribbon? What kind of thing was it?
It was just like a little plastic trophy. I've still got it somewhere, I think.
Okay. Well, this if you win the Hobie for Healthcare Hero, you get a glass one. You pretty much need a cabinet now. Now you've got 2 trophies.
I know. Yeah, exactly.
It's actually an inconvenience winning this thing.
Well, Nicole, congratulations. Another round of applause. Our first finalist for Healthcare Hero of the Year, of course. Voting opens on Saturday. To nominate and to vote, hit.com.au. Nicole, well done and best of luck.
Want more Jimmy and Nate? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.